On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Voice box to the land of dreams. Good morning, Fabian Fanboy. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you, Mike?
Good man, how are you, brother?
I'm doing all right, thank you.
What do we have this week? What do you have for us? What do you have for us? What's on top of your list?
Well, there are several movies hitting New Zealand cinemas this week. The first one is Hellboy.
Hellboy 2 or Hellboy or what? What's that?
Which a lot of people, it's a new Hellboy. Guillermo del Toro previously made two films. He always wanted to make a third one, but in one of the situations that just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, they've handed it off to someone else and brought in new people and started again, which is kind of crazy. The film's not being terribly well received. It's been described as something of a debacle.
A debacle? Okay.
So I haven't seen that. Probably will be seeing it. Also out this week is a film called Little, which is kind of a riff on that film Big. It's kind of Big in reverse. It's about a harsh businesswoman who... her little girl self.
It's a bit of a Wacky Wednesday, Freaky Friday sort of situation, isn't it?
Yeah, and the little girl is played by the little girl from that show, Blackish, and she actually is kind of amazing in this. She really makes this film. It's a rather thin movie, but she's kind of so good as a grown woman trapped in like a 12-year-old's body that it makes it worth seeing just for her. Also out this week is The Lego Movie 2, which came out over here a few months back. Weird story here in that, like, a few years ago, The Lego Movie came out.
Phenomenal. It was a phenomenal.
Really. Yeah, and it was really, really, really good. And then they rushed out The Lego Batman Movie and then The Lego Ninjago Movie, and now they've finally made The Lego Movie 2. And it's a bit of a disappointment. It's kind of like, well, you ran that into the ground pretty quickly.
Yeah, and, it's Lego. Yeah, like the first one was such a surprise that it was any good. You know, the Batman one was good. The Ninja one was terrible.
Hard to know what went wrong here. It's got the same kind of meta, cameo stuffed quality to the first one. I just think the novelty's worn off a bit, and it's kind of a bit of a mess. It's the plot sort of doesn't make a huge amount of sense. But so weird fate there. The Lego movie's great, then not great. So
right. Yeah. Same writers?
Yeah. Although it's Phil Lord and Chris Miller made the first one. And then they went on to do like Into the Spider-Verse and stuff.
Yeah.
They're just writers on this one. They're not, or EPs rather, they're not directing this one. So maybe them not having their hands on the tiller has had an impact here.
Right, yeah. Okay.
What's going on with you?
Well, you know, we're just sitting here in a slightly drizzly Friday morning, we're not much, really. Easter coming up, you know. I'm just talking to my old cobber in the LA about the... I don't have much to report. Why?
I miss drizzle.
Oh, really? Oh, all you get over there is forest fires and sunshine.
Yeah, it's been raining a lot the last few months, but there's no half measures, you know. In New Zealand, we get that little sort of drizzle dribble, like can't even commit to being rain. I'm just going to just be a dark greyness that pervades. I'm saying it sounds like I'm being negative, but I really do miss it.
You know, there's something I've always said, though, there's something beautiful about flying in over those mud flats, say, to walking on the airport. Just that beautiful,
yeah.
that colour. There's a certain grey-brown colour to that mud, which is just like, yeah, that's home, that's cool. All right, if that's all you've got to report, we shall talk again next week. Oh, no, we won't, because next week will be Good Friday, it'll be Easter. So I won't be here.
Is it Easter next week?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, Easter over here in New Zealand. I don't know what's like over there in LA. Do they celebrate Easter? Are the shops full of chocolate eggs? It's a whole different deal over there, isn't it?
That really crept up on me.
Like a little Easter bunny. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
all right, okay. Well, the week after that then. Okay, good, my friend. Thank you very much, Fabian Fanboy.
Yeah.
Love you. Bye. Have a lovely week. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye. You too. See you later.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.